July and August are the months when baby rattlesnakes are typically born. The Arizona Poison and Drug Information Center of Tucson is warning people to watch out for these baby snakes. Keith Bozen, the director of the Poison Center, says baby rattlesnakes can't rattle until they shed their first skin.
The reason why we put out such a message is that when the babies are born, they're not born with the traditional rattle that we've known to be accustomed to with rattlesnakes. So they're born with just a little button at the end, like a pre-rattle. And so when they shake their tail, which they try to do, they don't make the same rattling noise that a grown-up rattlesnake would have.
Bozen cautions gardeners, hikers, and people who are planning on being outdoors to look where they reach or step because he says a baby rattlesnake can deliver as much poison as an adult. The Poison Center says baby rattlesnakes can be hard to spot because they are so small. Bozen urges anyone who feels a mysterious sting or bite while outdoors to call the Poison Center. I'm Laura Palmisano, Arizona Public Media.